Hi, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast. And we're here with Greg and Julie Gorman. And today we're going to talk about the Intimacy and Adventure Retreat that we're holding together in St. George, Utah, April 14th through the 16th. And this is going to be an incredible event. We're so excited to have you guys as the instructors as well. So we kind of wanted to talk to our audience a little bit about what they can expect at the event as far as, you know, the hiking, the instruction, you know, just kind of lay things out a little bit better. And so thank you for joining us today.
We're excited to be here, and we're even more excited to join everybody at the event. That's going to be fun.
What a beautiful area, too, that we're going to be in. And so I don't know, you know, if the listeners have been to the area that we're going to be at there in Utah, but Utah's one of those states that when I drove through it the first time, I was like, why hasn't anybody ever told me about Utah, for crying out loud?
It's so true. It is. You're exactly right. It's a crazy state. So we have the Grand Canyon, which is less than 2 hours away from my house. We have Lake Powell, which is less than 2 hours. Zion National Park, which is just over a half an hour. It's an incredible area. It's a lot of red rocks and slot canyons and just where people travel from all over the world to come experience this area. And I think last year's retreat, almost every couple that came was from different parts of the United States. And I would say the majority of them had never visited the area, and they were all just completely blown away. St. George is one of these areas that if you've never been to, it'll be something you never forget. Even if you're just spending 2 or 3 days out here, the beauty, the things that you can take in and experience that are so close as well, are incredible. And so you're exactly right. It is pretty.
You and Amy did a perfect job of like blending up the free time that you're going to have to be able to go out and explore. I was like, oh man, we're going to be talking. I'm going to go out and explore. And so, I love the blend. Being able to share and also go out there and see the place.
Well, and I know we want to get into the content a little bit about what people can expect, but I just thought it was worthwhile because I know many people are considering coming or maybe are already signed up that are coming from a different area, and it really is someplace that you need to see. And so it's just an absolute bonus, the area that we're going to. So,
Are you doing some golf?
Yeah, so we'll actually be doing a little bit of golf lessons at the end as well for those who want to participate in that. So I used to be a golf professional and played a little bit professionally. So yeah, I'll be helping people out there who want to do that. And you're exactly right. We really, for the retreat, we really wanted to combine the intimacy and the adventure, because a lot of times those things can go hand in hand. You know, people want to have excitement and experience new things and go out and do things maybe that they haven't done before, be a little adventurous. And so we really wanted to try to find that balance, and hopefully we did that. So yeah, everyone who's coming to the retreat, or those of you who haven't signed up yet, check it out on ultimateintimacy.com/retreats to learn more information about what we're doing. You'll get to see some great videos as well. And of course, the instruction. I mean, that's really why everyone, I would say, is coming to the event to, you know, learn better ways and aspects of how to improve their marriage and their intimacy. And so there's no better couple than the Gormans to be able to share the instruction and be able to teach, you know, better ways to find that ultimate intimacy in your relationship. So share a little bit about what the couples can expect to maybe learn briefly and experience at the event as far as the instruction side of things.
Love it. You know, I'll just kind of start out, and anything you want to add, there. But really what we're hoping is that it just becomes a place where people feel comfortable with their communication about their intimacy. We'll be unpacking some of the barriers, the things that can trip us up, whether it's kids or just the season of life. Maybe some of the baggage that we brought into our relationship.
Created afterward.
Yeah. One thing that I think that is really important is we're going to come from a place of vulnerability. We'll share our story. And here's kind of the hope from all of it. If God can redeem us in all of our goals and give us the intimacy, the communication, the oneness that we experience today, we know that he could do it for anybody.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think often we find that couples have very similar questions or quandaries even in their path to intimacy. And I think that we're gonna do our best to address the most common questions that people have. Is their sex life normal? Some people wonder.
Yeah.
All of us, I think,
for sure.
Times, you know. So we'll bring some statistical data that some of our friends have done over lots and lots and lots of research on, and help answer some questions from that angle. While at the same time, like Julie said, really sharing from a very authentic place, our journey of becoming more and more intimate, both in the bedroom and out of the bedroom, because as we both know, or as we all know, it's not just what happens inside of the bedroom. There's a whole lot of things that create the culture of our marriage inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom as well. And so we'll be coming from many different angles, while at the same time, we'll be sharing some of the things that we have learned by working with so many couples over the years in the last couple of decades in doing marriage ministry.
Yeah, I think that the thing that's important is that it's not going to be weird. It's not going to be hokey. You won't feel awkward sitting in the room. Coming from the background I came from, I have to tell this story, though. The fact that I'm doing a marriage conference and talking about sex just shows the redemption that God has done in my life. Because when Summer was about 5 or 6 years old, she said, "Mommy, what's sex?" And I was so ticked that our oldest daughter was so competent that
she was the one who
started instigating the talk with her. So I was praying with her one night, and she's like, "Mommy, what's sex?" And I was really mad. I said, "Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow night," thinking that she'd forget about it. Well, the next night came around, and Nick, she goes, "Mommy, what's sex?" I was like, "Where did you hear about that?" And I was livid. I mean, I was ready to go land in my oldest daughter's face there. But anyway, she said, "From the Bible." And I remember going, "It's not in the Bible." And so she showed me her little children's Bible, and it said Adam had sex with Eve. And I thought, boy, that's more explicit than my adult Bible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All that is that, you know, God has so moved in my life, from a healing of trauma, background with physical, emotional, sexual abuse, to a place now where there's an ease and a comfort. But I promise that we'll treat you gingerly. Mm-hmm. It won't be awkward or weird or hokey, but it will be a place that you can actually begin to have conversations with your spouse in a way that maybe you haven't been comfortable having those kinds of conversations before.
Well, and I love that you talk about that conversations, because Amy and I talk about all the time. If you can talk about something that's maybe uncomfortable at first about, you know, sex, then that opens up so many other areas that makes it so much easier to talk about. And we experience that in our relationship. And now we can literally talk about anything. And I also love how you talk about how, you know, the emotional and the physical really go hand in hand. And if there are those of you out there that are struggling maybe with the emotional as well, even though this retreat, we're focusing more on the physical aspect, these really do go hand in hand, because when the physical is better, the emotional tends to be better, and vice versa, because we as men and women are built so differently. The women tend to need more of the emotional, which the husband will give when he's getting the physical, and vice versa. And anyways, those will be things for the retreat, but they really do go hand in hand. And so I think this can be a retreat that can help so many couples in so many aspects of their relationship. And you know, just like you guys, Amy and I, many of the listeners out there know our experience and our story as well. And so that is why we're so passionate about putting on these retreats and helping couples just like yourselves be able to find that ultimate intimacy in your relationship. And I'm going to brag a little bit about you guys, because you won't do that. But Greg and Julie actually teach couples, train coaches from all over the world how to help people. And so, you know, Amy and I, we've worked a little bit together with them, and we're so excited to have them at this year's retreat being the instructors, because they're going to be able to give you the tools and teach you the things that you need to be able to go back and implement in your marriage, your relationship. And it's going to be life changing for most of you. And so again, we're so honored and so excited to have you at this event. So, we talked about communication and covering that and the barriers to sexual intimacy. What other things do you feel like are going to be covered that couples can expect?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we carry over and maybe will be a little bit distinct to what your listeners are thinking that the retreat can and will be about, but we're going to begin with the end vision. You know, if we have that place of intimacy, what are we experiencing? What is happening inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom? And be able to begin with an end vision in mind, right? Because if we don't have an end vision in mind, we just haphazardly go through life. But if we can begin to get a picture of what our intimacy looks like, our communication looks like, our friendship, our laughter, our adventure together, when we get a clear picture of that, it gets a little bit easier to go from that image to say, okay, well, how did we get here? And so that'll be a unique aspect, I think, to bringing that into, again, the bedroom. And outside the bedroom, as it pertains to intimacy in our relationship.
Absolutely. I think that summarizes it really.
Yeah,
Two
perfect.
balls thunder.
Well, and for those of you who are still considering booking the event, we do have some spots available still. We're going to have a great time. Like we discussed, we're going to be doing some hiking, going to have a golf lesson. If you do come to the event, we'd also recommend if you have time, book another day or two because, again, you have Zion National Park very close by. There's so much to do in the area. Amy and I have lived here, I think, almost 28 years or so. And there's still areas or places we haven't explored. In fact, we were just talking to our kids and we're like, oh, we should go do this hike. We've never done that one. Or we should go do this. There really is so much to do, that are just incredible. It'll be a once in a lifetime experience for you to be able to come out here with the retreat. And we do this retreat first class. These aren't going to be, sandwiches and snacks for your meals. I mean, these are going to be, prime rib and chicken and the food is fantastic. One of the things we got last year across the board was just a 5-star rating for how nice the accommodations were, how good the food was, and of course the instruction. And so this is going to be a retreat that, like I said, you're going to be very well taken care of. So, any other thoughts or things you want to share before we kind of wrap this up?
I just think if you want more in your relationship, check out the site, look at it, begin to consider it. And if you can make it happen, man, we'd love to see you there. It really is going to be a place where I think your thinking and your thoughts around, your welcoming around this specific topic it's going to grow. The intimacy is going to grow, the connection's going to go because of it.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest barriers is just our ability to be able to communicate adequately, what we need, what we desire, and then of course respect, and receive that communication from one another. And it just goes such a long way. It's funny you mentioned earlier about, outside versus inside the bedroom. And, it's hard to divorce the two. I've learned, I thought as a man, like I was concerned about having my needs met in the bedroom. And we are going to be talking about that. Okay. But we're also going to be talking about what it takes as a culture, again, in your marriage, where both feel open, vulnerable, safe. And able to engage each other fully. And that's really the magic of a marriage relationship
Yeah,
that has great intimacy.
being able to foster the flirt a little bit and get back those euphoric moments. You know, for us, we've been married 25 years, so it takes intentionality. And this is one opportunity to put a little intentionality forward to get more. Because if you want something different, you got to do something different.
Yeah, so I'd say come out and spend a couple of days with us, have a good time, enjoy the scenery, and learn some things and be intentional about, hey, well, who doesn't want to up level their intimacy, right?
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, we level it, even if it's awesome.
Exactly. Well, and I love that point you make. Last year, Amy and I think the event was very, very influential on us as well last year. Like we went into it, and even though we were kind of the ones putting it on, I think we left the event and said, "Wow, we grew so much as a couple." And so what I want to say is there's a lot of couples out there thinking, people only go to marriage retreats if their marriage is struggling and they need help. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, this marriage retreat is for couples have decent or healthy or good relationships, but want to make it even better. And I think as couples, we're either always growing and moving forward or we're moving backward. And so this retreat, whether you feel like your marriage is a 4 or 5 or 9 or 10 on that scale, this retreat can help all couples know what, no matter where you're at in your relationship. And again, it was very profound on Amy and I. And so we're so excited and really looking forward to this year's event as well. So if you have any questions on the event, feel free to reach out to us. You can email us directly at amy@ultimateintimacy.com or jump on the website, ultimateintimacy.com/retreats. We're about 4 weeks away from this event. So like I said, we do have a few spots left and very, very excited for this event. And the weather here in St. George this time of year, it's probably going to be high 70s, low 80s. So if you're back east or different places where it's cold, this will be a great place to come to and a good time of year as well. So thank you guys so much for both being with us, spending a few minutes with us today, Greg and Julie. And also go check out more information about Greg and Julie Gorman at marriedforapurpose.com to learn more about them and see what the instructor is going to be like. And again, we're so excited. Look forward to seeing you guys here in a couple weeks. And until then, we hope you find ultimate intimacy in your relationship.